Hello, my name is Reginald Holloway, and this is Outreach with Reggie. If this is your first time, hello. It's very nice to have you here. And if you're returning, welcome back. I'm really happy that you're here. And I don't say that lightly because I know for some people, pressing play right now took a lot of effort. And you went through a wonderful range of beautiful self-improvement podcast or mental health podcast or just amazing podcasts in general. Come to think of it, I could think of some myself that I've been listening to lately. And a lot of those are, for instance, Not My Best Moment by Kev on Stage. He's pretty funny and he has a lot of amazing stories. Miracle Mentality by Tim Story and Next Chapter by TD Jakes. So when you get the opportunity, give them a listen too. But with that being said, you've had several choices, and I'm happy you chose this one. So, before we do anything else, let's slow down. Let's take a breather. Nice. I want you to imagine that wherever you are, your car, your bedroom, a bus stop, a quiet corner of your day, anywhere where you can find peace. Because we're stepping into that, what I would call the quiet room, the peaceful room, a room of tranquility and relaxation. This is a place without expectations. You don't have to perform. You're not required to do anything other than be who you are right now. A place without pretending, a place where you don't have to explain your emotions or make them sound reasonable. No pressure to smile. No pressure to be grateful. No pressure to be okay. Because it's the Christmas season. And for some people, that word feels very warm. And it brings back a lot of memories of the beautiful lights glowing in the windows. Music playing softly while gifts are being wrapped. Frosty the Snowman, nostalgia movies. One of my favorite movies is Grandma Got Rained Over by a Reindeer. Ice skating, cookie carving, cookie making, gingerbread houses. The list goes on and on. And I say all that to say traditions that feel familiar and safe. But for others, Christmas feels heavy. It feels like walking through a store while Christmas music is playing and realizing the person you wish could buy a gift or that you could buy a gift for isn't here anymore. Or realizing that you don't even know how to feel. Or realizing that you don't feel how everyone else seems to feel about the Christmas season. And in that joy that for others comes with ease, may feel a bit forced. And that cheer that you see, the smiling, the caroling, if you will, feels very faint and distant to you. That season feels louder than your heart can handle. But for today's episode is for people who love Christmas and for the people who dread it. And let me make something very clear. Dreading Christmas does not make you a Grinch. Does that make you, I forget the guy's name, but it doesn't make you this evil character of a person. And it's important to realize that. It's important to understand that it's okay. Yes, Ebenezer Scrooge. It doesn't make you a Scrooge for not wanting to like Christmas. Because truth be told, it is for the ones who are grieving. This episode is for the ones who are grieving someone they lost. The ones who feel lonely even in crowded rooms where all of this beautiful decorum is being held. The ones that are carrying the financial stress that they don't talk about, that are barely getting by in Christmas. They're deciding between Christmas and paying rent, Christmas and bills, Christmas and expectations financially. And for the ones whose mental health feels fragile this time of year. The ones who are quietly hurting while the world keeps saying, be joyful, be grateful, have fun, spread Christmas cheer. And if that's you, I will let you know right now. And it's important to take hold on this. You're not broken. You're not failing Christmas. The idea of it, the concept of it, this mystical thing that we've made Christmas. You're not failing it. You're human. So as we move into this next segment, I call this why the holidays hit so hard. So let's move into that now. Why does the holidays hit so hard for many people? And for others, it feels so light. Well, what you are feeling during the holidays is not rare. It's not dramatic, and it's not a weakness. In fact, the reason why the holidays hit so hard, according to research shows that more than half the people in the United States reportedly feel lonely during the holiday season. In particular, over 57% of people say that holidays are stressful, even when they're surrounded by family or friends. That means if you're listening right now thinking, why do I feel this way even when everybody else seems so happy? The truth of the matter is, a lot of people feel the exact same way that you do, just like you, but they just don't say it out loud. Another national survey found that 55% of Americans report sadness or loneliness during the holidays, and the most common reasons were not being around loved ones, grief and loss, seasonal depression, and financial pressure. That list alone explains so much, because Christmas doesn't bring joy, or it just doesn't bring joy. It brings memories. It brings comparisons. It brings expectations. If you're a parent, your children expecting gifts from a fictional character named Santa Claus or Saint Nick or whatever. You remember who used to sit at the table, the patriarch or matriarch of the family, maybe a grandmother, a grandfather, a mom, a dad, a sister, a brother. You remember how Christmas used to feel when you were younger. You remember the version of yourself you thought you'd be right now. And suddenly the season doesn't feel magical. It feels reflective. You go on to think about where you are currently. For those who, like in my last episode about life after 25 and the expectations of what to do if you went to college, if you haven't went to college by now, if you have that degree, have that job, have this great family, if you're going to settle down, and things like that. A wide range of expectations and realities and goals that you've set, maybe at the top of the year. And by the end of the year, as it itches closer, you realize some things you got a chance to do. And other things, you didn't quite meet the mark, and there's still time. But all of those things come to the forefront. Because Christmas doesn't create pain. It reveals what's already there regarding this time of reflection. So now let's talk about mental health. Let's talk about mental health, the body, and the holidays. Let's talk honestly about mental health during the season, because the data confirms what so many people feel. For individuals already living with depression, anxiety, PTSD, or unresolved trauma, the holidays don't pause those struggles. They often intensify them. Studies show that nearly 64% of people with a diagnosed mental health condition reported their symptoms worsen during the holiday season. And that's not because they're doing anything wrong. It's because the season adds pressure to perform happiness, to show up emotionally, to revisit memories that may not feel safe. And there's another layer to this that we don't talk about enough. There is a biological component to seasonal sadness. About 5% of U.S. adults experience SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, which is a form of depression connected to reducing sunlight during the winter months. When you don't have enough sunlight, you can feel it physically, but also through this seasonal affective disorder. Millions more experience milder seasonal shifts, which means to lower energy, a disrupt sleep schedule, increased isolation and emotional numbness. So if your body feels heavier, if maybe emotions or motivation feels harder to have, if joy feels distant, that's not a personal failure on your behalf. That is your nerves, your nervous system responding to real environmental change. On top of that, we'll talk about Christmas and grief. Christmas has a way of shining a spotlight on absence. For people who are grieving, that the chair that's empty, for people who are grieving, the chair that is empty, the phone call that won't come, the tradition that doesn't feel the same. Grief doesn't take holidays off, and grief doesn't follow a timeline. You can love the season and still miss someone deeply. You can feel thankful and devastated at the same time, because those emotions can coexist. And there are many forms of Christmas grief that are out there. And it does not look the same for everyone. Some people are grieving a parent who made Christmas feel safe for them, or a supportive adult in your life, a friend, a significant other, a sibling whose laugh filled the room, a partner who should still be here, a grandparent who anchored family traditions. Others are grieving experiences, which is a childhood that never felt joyful, a family that fractured, a relationship that ended this year, a home that no longer exists. And some are grieving expectations, like I mentioned before. Oh, I thought I'd be married by now. I should have had at least a few kids by now. I thought life would be more settled once I got to this level that I deemed to be success. Christmas holds up mirrors. And sometimes what we see reflected back is loss, not necessarily celebration. That doesn't make you ungrateful, by the way. It makes you honest. So how do you move through Christmas when you're hurting inside? I don't want to offer fixes. I want to offer permission to you right now, to the listener, to anyone who's listening to this episode right now. I want to offer permission not to fix things. And the first thing I would like to offer permission for is you are allowed to redefine Christmas. Let me say that again. You are allowed to redefine Christmas. It does not have to look like last year, or like social media, or like anyone else's. It could be quiet. It could be simple. And it could be different. And you don't have to attend everything. Protecting your mental health is not rude. It is responsible. Leaving early, saying no, spending the day alone, those are acts of care. And loneliness does not mean you are loved. You are unloved. Loneliness does not mean you are unloved. Loneliness isn't proof that you don't matter. It's not proof that you don't matter at all. It's proof that you were created for connection. Sometimes connection looks like one safe person. Sometimes it looks like therapy. Sometimes it looks like sitting quietly with yourself. And sometimes it looks like listening to this podcast. I'm just kidding. But truthfully, I would even advocate, as someone who has grown up in foster care, stripped from my family for 20 plus years, and just spending many of those Christmases alone, because you do miss family, you do miss your friends, and you do miss people from back home. And one thing I leaned on was how to navigate creating my own Christmas. Yeah, I got gifts from different group homes and different foster homes, but it didn't feel like home, if that makes sense. So I often lean on prayer. I leaned on God. I learned to lean on God these past couple of years, and that's what my Christmas consisted of, oftentimes enough. And I'm not advocating for you to do that, by the way. I want you to have your own revelation of what leads you to Christ. I know for me, that's what led me. Leaning on, having a foundation to lean on. But nevertheless, as I close out this podcast, here's what I believe. Christmas was never meant to be perfect. It was meant to bring light into darkness, not erase it. Hope doesn't mean pretending everything is okay. Hope means to believe. Hope means to believe that even here, even now, in the midst of what is a dark time for many, you are not alone. If all you do this Christmas is survive, get through the day, even if you stay in bed and watch old Charlie Brown movies, even if you stay in bed and decide to listen to non-Christmas music and Christmas shows, maybe if you don't get a Christmas cookie instead, you just get, I'll just get something like some nachos or something. That is more than enough. I assure you that it is. And if this episode reached you today, I want you to know you matter. Your story matters. Your pain deserves compassion. And you are loved. Resources from this podcast, I'll drop them on my Instagram at Outreach with Reggie, and TikTok. I'll have a one pager, but including mental health support and crisis lines. And if you need immediate help, please reach out to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. But truly, from my heart to yours, Merry Christmas this season, even if it feels heavy. And once again, some of the podcasts I want to highlight that I've been listening to that I found pretty funny as well. It's Not My Best Moment by Kev on Stage, Miracle Mentality by Tim Story, and Next Chapter by TD Jakes. But without further ado, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and till next time, my name is Reginald Holloway. This is Outreach with Reggie, and I love you.